The jet was flying over the Midlands of America, somewhere high above Iowa or Illinois on a cloudless day. One of the passengers was watching the ground below with a great degree of fascination. Finally, he called the stewardess over to his seat and asked her what were all those little squares down there on the ground. She looked out and patiently explained to him that they were fields of grain. They looked small because the plane was so high, well over 30,000 feet. The corn and barley and oats and wheat and rye all showed up in different shades of green, and the brown squares were fields that had been newly plowed. After she had gone into great detail with him, she asked him if he had any further questions. His answer was classic. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, seeing things from a new perspective. The stewardess had explained it all, and then the man looked at her and said, "Yes, I understand all about the wheat fields and corn fields and so on, but what I want to know is, what are all those little green squares down there?" Somehow he just couldn't get it into his head that those little squares were grain fields that he was so familiar with. When he saw a cornfield from 36,000 feet in the air, it just didn't look like a cornfield to him. He was used to seeing it from ground level. The Christian life is like that, you know. New Christians especially have a tough time learning how to gear into a new world they're in. God is very real to the new babe in Christ, but old habit patterns are often hard to break, and new activities can come very slowly. And Christians often have a vocabulary all their own. I remember hearing about a young girl who was challenged to have a daily quiet time. She heartily agreed and decided to have it in the afternoon. One day a friend asked her how her quiet time was going. "Oh, great," she said. "I get an hour's nap every day from 2 till 3. Well, it was true that she was very quiet during that time, but that's not what the person meant when he talked to her about a quiet time. In simple language, a quiet time is a time to pray and read the Bible. But the new Christian, of course, couldn't see it from that angle. From her perspective, a quiet time was a time when you kept quiet. And most people are quiet when they're asleep. My own experience was something similar. I had been raised in a Roman Catholic community in southern Iowa. The house of the Roman Catholic Sisters of Mercy was right across the street from us, and I saw the statues and candles and so on. So when I became a Christian and was challenged to have a family altar, it seemed clear to me what to do. I was about to build an altar in the corner of our living room and set up some religious articles when I was stopped in the nick of time. By a family altar, they meant a time to read the Bible and pray as a family, a simple thing, but not to someone who viewed it from an entirely different perspective. And so with life. Learning to relate the great and holy things of God to the everyday things of life can be difficult. One real answer, of course, is to learn to apply the Word of God to daily life. The psalmist says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." May God bless you as you learn to view life from God's perspective.